The View from Wayne, America.
Welcome to Northeast Nebraska's longest-running public affairs radio program. This is The View from Wayne, America. From politics to education, from agriculture to business, you'll hear it all right here. Opinions expressed by our guests may not reflect those of this station. Now turn up your radio and enjoy today's View.
The View from Wayne, America. Enjoy the view.
And this is Dan, as promised, Wes Blakey, our guest today on The View from Wayne, America. Wayne City Council did meet last night. Wes isn't in the room with me, though. He's on the road today. So what you doing today, Wes?
Good morning, Dan. Well, I'm actually on my way to Ames, Iowa. I got a senior in high school that's going to check out Iowa State today, so that's what I'm doing today.
Ah, personal day.
Personal day, yep, I'm on vacation.
All right.
But I'm committed to the view, Dan. Right?
Well, I appreciate you.
I'm doing my politician stuff here, you know, just on my record. The thing is, I'm going through Iowa here, so I've got a lot of Teresa Greenfield and Joni Ernst stuff, so, you know, we're ready for that to be over.
Yeah, anytime. Anyway, we'll just set aside the political stuff for the time being.
And please do.
And talk nuts and bolts with you about what's going on with the city. City Council, like we said, met last night. So anything else before we get into the agenda that's going on that I need to know about?
Bigger things. We have trail, phase two of the trail, you know, is continually being built. Underpass obviously is the focal point, and trying to get that tied up here by the mid-November or so. We will be having a ribbon cutting. Will the trail be open? Not so sure about that. But I mean, people have been using it now. It's just not completely. There's some segments that still need to be poured, as well as some signage, you know, just saying, you know, bend ahead and those types of things. So it's not officially open yet, but obviously people have been using it.
All right. Be safe when you're on the trail anytime, yes.
Yep. Other things, you know, the play structure went up in Sunnyview Park. That's been incredibly popular so far. So please get out, and when you can enjoy some better weather, go to Sunnyview Park and enjoy that play structure. That was something that went up really fast when we finally ended up deciding to go with it. So that's a great addition to Sunnyview Park. Then the other thing I have written down here is sludge. We are sludgeless, Dan. Let's never talk about sludge again.
Okay.
The lagoon is cleaned up. There's no sludge left in the lagoon, or what's left can be left. And it's all spread now on the two fields that we had hauled it to. And so we're excited to move on to the next thing there. Whaler's got a contract to clean up the concrete around the berm of the lagoon. And so little by little, we'll start doing some things down there. I'm sure there'll be lots of conversation the next year or so with the council on what they want to see done first down there. So very excited about having a lagoon free of sludge.
Yeah, it should be interesting to see how that all ends up, what we end up doing with that space.
Yep. So those are things not on the agenda last night.
All right. Well, let's get to the agenda then. I see we have some new employees, according to the agenda.
John Mullen is working in the water wastewater department. He joined us, probably 6 months ago or so. And he came from a plumbing background. He had worked for a plumber, so he had a lot of experience with that. And then Stephen Sherman is working in the street department. He's a mechanic by trade. And so he offers a lot of good experience with mechanic knowledge. And so he's also pouring concrete and learning some things there. And he's been around for about the same time period. He's a Wayne High grad, and so he kind of came home and hopefully stay a long time with the city of Wayne. So two good hires there. We started doing this kind of pre-COVID of bringing in new employees, and so we'll continue to do that. We've got a couple more coming on board as well, so we'll be doing that in the next couple months as well.
All right. Good that things are progressing.
Yes. Yep.
All right.
A lot of discussion and action items on Nebraska Street. The engineer was at the meeting last night. We had two change orders to consider, a pay application and substantial completion. So a lot of things going on last night with that. Probably discussed that for about an hour. A lot of discussion on fly ash. And if you don't know what fly ash is, you stabilize soils with fly ash. It's kind of a cement product that makes the ground harder. And we've learned a lot about that with, you use it a lot of times in fatty clays that are in the soil. It was part of the project. Engineers like to bid with fly ash in the bid. And then if it's needed to use it, if not, it's not used. And we had an incident where part of Nebraska Street was, it was all prepped and ready to be poured. And then that weekend it started raining in early September. We had, you know, an inch or so. And, so the contractor wanted to use fly ash to dry out the soil. And the engineer had said, no, the fly ash is to be used for the stabilization of the soil, not for just drying. And so you'd have to come in and re-disc and aerate the soil and recompact it and all that. And the contractor needed to get on to another project and decided to use it anyway. So the engineer had said, it's a good product and actually made the project better, but they said, no, take a couple of days and let it dry out and not use it. And so they used it knowingly that the engineer was not going to promote paying for it. And so that's what we discussed last night as a council. And so of the change order, half of it was paid and half of it was not. So I guess we split the difference for them. And so that was the bulk of the conversation was about that. And then just the project in general and things with some changes along the way that were made with that as well. We had given the contractor some extra days back in, I think it was the end of August or so. And so we extended that deadline a little further as well, because if you don't, then you get into what's called liquidated damages, where every day that they go past their contract, they owe the city X amount of money. And this one, it was $1,000 a day. And so we waived $19,000 worth of liquidated damages because we extended the deadline. So all in all, I think great project. I think people are very happy to have Nebraska Street back open. You know, now we're waiting for that first major rainfall to see how the street collects the water, and hopefully that's a lot better than it was before. Water should not be running in your backyard, Stan, from the street, and that's what we were getting before. So we really hope that is corrected on this, and I'm sure it is.
All right.
That was a lot, like I said, a lot of discussion on that last night.
But that's all been resolved then?
Well, that part, yep. There'll still be, you know, the final pay app hasn't come through or anything like that, and so we'll there's still more Nebraska Street to approve from the council level, but this is the bulk of it got approved last night.
All right. Well, we'll move on. I guess the walking trail was next.
Walking trail. Yeah, that was kind of housekeeping. That was an error on a payment. So when you have projects, you have different types of pay applications that come through. Sometimes on smaller projects, it's just one or two. On larger projects, it's a lot more pay apps. So this one, I think, had five total. And on pay app three, we paid too much. Standard procedure is to withhold 10% on every payment. And then at the end, when you're happy with the project, then you release that 10% withholding. And so what happened was that withholding was not taken out of the payment three. And so payment three was actually more than it should have been. And so then at the end, when we made the final payment, it was actually approved last meeting to pay out $18,000 too much. And we caught that and did not issue the check. And so last night we had to redo that motion to actually have an $18,000 decrease. So the contractor still got paid exactly what the contractor thought they were getting paid. It's just a matter of when they got paid. They got paid early instead of at the end. So no big deal. Like I said, more of a housekeeping thing. And we didn't send the money out or anything like that, so everything is good to go with that one, too.
Okay.
Next was kind of an interesting one where we held a public hearing that we really didn't hold a public hearing. this is on a zoning change that went through the Planning Commission, and then we caught that it didn't conform with the future land use map. And so typically on a zoning request, what you would do is you would look at your future land use map to see if it complies with what you want your community to be zoned in the future. And the city has had, not pointing fingers, but the city in the past has rezoned properties, and then they would go and look at their future land use map and adjust their future land use map to be consistent with their zoning map. And that's completely backwards, and at least in my mind, you need to have that future land use map so you know where you're going. And so we're changing that around to make sure that our future land use map is done prior to the zoning. And this one, I think we just assume that this area was already zoned or was already business on the future land use. Well, it turned out it wasn't. We need to change that. And so that needs to go back to the Planning Commission before the City Council can take action. So it's a procedural thing. I think this zoning change will go through. But at this point, we can't go through until the Planning Commission has changed the future land use. So it was a public hearing that was advertised. And so we opened it. I explained kind of the issues we were having, and then we closed the public hearing, and we'll have to do it again at a later date. The Dave Zock was there. He's the one requesting the rezone, and he doesn't want to build a different shed until like next spring or so. So we've got plenty of time to do that. But that'll happen in December, hopefully in December, at the Planning Commission and the City Council.
Okay. What's the area we're talking about here?
This is, let me get my, exactly where we're at. 212 Wyndham, 313 East 3rd Street, and 321 East 3rd Street. It would be changed from from R3 to B3. There's a Quonset along Wyndham Street down across from Hank's Overton Field that Zox own. It's a rusty Quonset, and they want to put back a different storage unit there, or a garage. And they want to decrease the lot lines, so in business you can build closer to the lot lines. And the property owners around there have said they would agree to that. So there's two other properties that would be rezoned to B3 as well. It's next to B3, COPS right there next to the transfer station is B3, so it would be consistent with, you know, you're not spot zoning where you just take an area and say we're going to make this a different zone where it has no congruence with other zoning areas. So like I said, it conforms with that, but the future land use map shows it as residential and not as mixed use, which could be commercial or residential. So we've got to change that. And I think that'll go forward. It makes sense to do that.
Okay. So we'll handle that next time, probably.
We better have it right next time, Dan. next item was we sold a piece of property, a 30 by 30 piece of property. It's an old well site up by... Well, it's Tom Jacobson who was purchasing it from the city. It's his apartment complexes up north of the old pool area. And it was a small little area that we had a well that we had decommissioned. We capped the well. We took down the well house. And so now it's just a 30 by 30 piece of property adjacent to the trail. So we could have kept it and just mowed it. But it made sense to get it back on the tax rolls. Tom can add a little more parking to his apartment complex area there, and so hopefully it's a win-win for both parties. $100 bought that last night. We had one bid, and Tom's was the only bid. It's actually Wayne Rentals LLC who will be the official owners of it. There's a remonstrance period for 30 days that he has to go through where the public can protest the sale of the property, so it wouldn't be finalized for 30 days. So if you have any issues with the city selling that property, call Betty, the city clerk, and let her know you have issues, and we'll take it under advisement, I guess.
Okay. What's the location on that again?
That is, well, if you want the legal, legal's not going to make any sense.
No, I don't care about that.
It's north. It would be like an extension of 14th Street between Lincoln and Pearl. So it's adjacent to right across from Carl Johnson's pasture land on the north side there.
Okay.
The old skating rink. People know that area by the old skating rink up there. It's in that parking lot.
Okay.
Next agenda item was parking. We've talked about parking for I don't know how many weeks. But parking will be done now, Dan, until it comes up again.
Until the next time. Okay.
So truck parking got passed a third reading for truck parking, limiting it, not allowing it in residential areas. Can't be overnight in any residential areas. We also got rid of the designated parking areas that were on South Pearl and East 2nd Street. So those are no longer designated areas and actually limited now of no parking in those areas. So that's all online, too, if you need to see more specific things, or you can always contact the city, and Betty or I can get you a copy of those three ordinances.
Okay, that's fine.
Looking here, what's our next one here? Oh, we had an amended agenda. This happens sometimes. We amended agenda to put an item on, and then we weren't ready for the item. It had to do with communication equipment that the state wants us to put on our tower, and it's actually an MOU, a memorandum of understanding between the county and the city. Well, the county knows nothing about this because they are not the dispatch center. Most other counties are dispatched for the local county sheriff's office, as well as, you know, emergency management and those types of services. But the city does their own dispatch and actually does it for the county and emergency management. So we've got to tweak this a little. And the state wants to come up and talk to the county first before it's done, because I don't think they realize that we did our own dispatch. And so the county's going to be talked to by the state, I think, in December, and then hopefully in December we can get this back on the agenda and approve. It's paid for. We don't pay for it. The state pays for it. It's just that they need to use our tower, and we need to have an agreement of who's going to insure it and all that kind of stuff. So okay. Long explanation to it'll come back.
Okay. And any idea what kind of equipment we're talking about?
It's 120 feet up off of the ground. It would be like a satellite dish, small satellite dish on our tower that we already have on our communication tower at City Hall. So it's a backup for internet. We're hardwired right now, but in case if that fiber would get cut, this would be a backup for 911 and other dispatch services.
Ah, okay. Now I got you.
Sorry, I should have let off with that, huh?
Well, that's all right. We got there. All right.
And then the final item was update on potential pool litigation. And we did go into executive session to discuss that, so I can't divulge what we discussed on that. But we've talked about pool, our pool before, some settling issues and some leaking issues that we've had. So, generically, I can say we're just looking at doing our due diligence to see if there's any type of action that we could take on anybody that would be responsible for some of those issues. So. I'm sure you'll hear more about that in the future as well.
I would assume we will hear more about that later, yes.
Yep.
All right. Well, otherwise, that
was the meeting.
That was the end of the agenda, yes. All right. And you guys met at the Activity Center again? Is that what it was?
Yeah, we did, and that we'll continue to do that. Mayor also wants to continue to do Zoom, so we do have Zoom links. And so I think we had four online last night. We had a lot of high school seniors also at the meeting. They're getting in their government class requirements there.
Mm-hmm.
So you can always catch us online on our Zoom address. If you go to the city website, it's under council, and then it's virtual meetings, and the most current Zoom link is up there. So we are still offering that. You can't participate unless the mayor specifically wants you or needs you to for some reason, but you can be online, and then you can send a chat to me, and I can then see if the mayor wants to allow you to speak or not. If you remember, we had an issue early on with some hackers or some individuals from outside the community. That's for sure, that we're trying to hack a bunch of different places, and so we're trying to regulate that as much as possible, because you don't know who's online. You know, they can say there's somebody's name, and you can't verify that. So kind of a sticky situation with that, but you can always observe the meeting. You just can't participate in it at this point.
Okay,
that's what I know, Dan.
That's plenty, I suppose.
Yeah, it was a long meeting, or longer meeting last night, but I think we got a lot accomplished, and we'll be meeting election night again. So that should be exciting, shouldn't it, Dan?
it could be.
It could be.
I'm kind of a little bit trepidatious about that, but it'll go. We'll get over it eventually.
2020 has been exciting, hasn't it?
It's certainly been a different kind of year, yes.
It'll go down in history, that's for sure.
Yeah, and everybody's thinking, don't want to ever relive that one.
Yeah, right. Yep, I hear you.
But anyway, yeah, we'll probably get, it's pretty soon we're going to have to talk about, you know, some snow removal regulations too.
Yeah, I don't want to mention that yet, but yes, snow removal. After 24 hours after the, I think what the law says is 24 hours after the city has removed snow from the streets, you need to have it off of your sidewalk and public ways. So do remind that the code also states that you have to keep your snow on private snow has to stay on private property, meaning you can't take your snow in your driveway and push it into the street,
right,
or into your neighbor's terrace. It needs to stay on your property, on your private property. Terrace snow can go into the terrace, but private snow needs to go on the private property. And that sounds funny that it's private snow, but your driveway that is in front of your sidewalk or towards the house needs to be put on in your yard, if you, you know, on your property. So if you have questions about that, please contact the city. Joel Hansen can walk you through that, or I can as well.
Yeah, it's all to do with, you know, for safety purposes and all that.
Well, we don't want large mounds of snow in the right of way where people can't see around corners and that type of thing. And so, yeah, like I said, if you have property that is it's limited property, give the city a call and we can try to help you work through some of those issues.
All right. Well, thanks, Wes.
All right. Appreciate it, Dan. Thank you.
You have a fun time in Iowa.
I will do that.
We'll see you sometime.
All right. Thanks, Sam. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Wes Blakey again, our guest today on The View from Wayne, America.
The View from Wayne, America.
You've been listening to The View from Wayne, America, Northeast Nebraska's longest-running public affairs radio program. Opinions expressed by our guest may not reflect those of this station. From politics to education, agriculture to business, we cover it all. Program content is copyrighted by Wayne Radio Works, LLC.
The View from Wayne.